From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Mocoa overnight Friday, destroying homes, causing landslides, and killing nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 people were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos says, "We will do everything possible to help families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes." The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that has left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province near the Syrian border. The report Saturday said Ayya al-Jumaili and several other regional Islamic State commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. The report did not say when the attack occurred and offered no other details. At least 18 people, including three children, were injured when a bonfire effigy exploded at a town outside Paris on Saturday. Emergency workers said the effigy exploded when it was ignited by remote control, showering chunks of burning wood and splinters onto a crowd of several hundred people. Authorities say no one suffered life-threatening injuries. Most of the victims suffered burns. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Egypt's Interior Ministry says at least 16 people, including 13 policemen, were injured in an explosion Saturday outside a training center in the Nile city of Tanta. The ministry said the blast was caused by a bomb planted in a motorcycle parked near the police center. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter a violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police and security forces. Hundreds of policemen and soldiers have been killed. A new report finds a large number of women dying from drug overdoses globally, while fewer women than men receive treatment, and women are more severely punished than men for their drug use. Lisa Schlein has more on the story.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. The International Narcotics Control Board, which monitors implementation of UN international drug control treaties, says women get short shrift when it comes to the enactment of gender-sensitive policies. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women, but only one-fifth receive treatment. He says there tends to be a gender bias against women, as they often are punished more harshly for drug-related offenses than men. The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. It recommends more investment in treatment and rehabilitation programs, education, and social integration. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A prominent Russian newspaper is reporting that hundreds of men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya have been rounded up and detained recently on suspicion of being homosexual, and at least three have died while in custody. Novaya Gazeta, which reported the crackdown on Saturday, said it was aware of other sources who say the death toll may be far higher. The Moscow-based publication said it learned of the action against gay men in Chechnya from the Interior Ministry and the Caucasus Republic, local activists, and law enforcement sources. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan accepted his Nobel Prize in Literature Saturday in Stockholm. A member of the Swedish Academy said Dylan received his Nobel diploma and medal during a small ceremony at a hotel near the area where he performed on Saturday. And the U.S. Men's College Basketball National Championship is set for Monday. North Carolina will take on Gonzaga. Both teams advance with wins on Saturday night. On the women's side, Mississippi State takes on South Carolina Sunday night. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.